For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
You know what that means, boys and girls?
The Devils! Settle!
Goodbye and good night. Bang!
What is up, Rust friends? Happy Valentine's Day. We are here with you today, streaming live on YouTube. So if you are watching us, thank you so much. But also, don't worry about it. If you can't stay with us because you're busy today, definitely make sure that you listen to the Rust Friends podcast anywhere that you stream your favorite podcast. But Rust Friend, how are you? Oh my goodness.
Rust Friend. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Rust Friend. And the first thing that I noticed when you logged in was your Bad Bitches for Hangman shirt.
Yes.
Beautiful, Rust Friend. And I was wearing something else, and I'm like, oh my God, nope, I have to match.
We have to
bring it in. So Bad Bitches for Ricky Starks and Bad Bitches for Hangman.
Yes.
I'm for it, Rust Friend. Absolutely.
Me too. I don't know. First of all, one of the comfiest long sleeves I own. Like, no lie. So seriously, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not even getting paid for this. Anyone that can get a Bad Bitches shirt, please go get them, because these shirts are actually very comfortable.
Yes.
And like, I get so many compliments. I think it's mostly from people that know that I love Hangman, but I get so many compliments for this shirt.
Because you look good. Period.
Oh, thank you.
Period. So if you guys want a Bad Bitches for t-shirt, make sure you head over to Wrestling Wind Down. Lo literally has the best merch. It's so cute, adorable. It's the girly merch that we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So yes, definitely go over there and check it out on this day of love. And Restaurant, first thing I have to say is I love you so much. Like, not just Valentine's Day, Restaurant. I love you every day.
No, I know you do, Rush Friend, and I love you so much as well. First of all, look at you. You're glowing. You look
friend,
so happy today.
Stop. It's the day of love, and I love, Rush Friend.
Oh, you're so cute.
I had to, like, mute my messages because right now our group chat is going off, Rush Friend. So I also love our group chat, Lo, Casey, Mario. Shout outs to our great, amazing friends, Raul. Like, you guys are just incredible. And, oh, my God, just what a crazy year we've had, right, of creating beautiful friendships, of watching great wrestling, and wrestling's been on and popping lately, right, Rust Friend?
Yes, it has. And again, like, this year I know this year is going to be even better than last year.
Oh, absolutely.
When it comes to wrestling and our friends and everything,
I feel like I have such high hopes for what's going to happen in wrestling, but also, like, we're going to be able to hang out with our friends again. It's that time of, you know, where we have a bunch of pay-per-views and we go and they come over here to Chicago. Like, there's just so much traveling. I'm so excited because we're going to be hanging out with our friends. So
yeah, me too.
Let's start off talking about C2E2, the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo that's here in Chicago. It's like Chicago's Comic-Con, right?
Right.
And you and I go every year. We have such an amazing time. And we've always been able to meet wrestlers there, which I remember the first year we're like, oh, my God, wrestling's going to be there? That's so crazy. But, man, we have just made some really great memories at C2E2. So I'm super excited that we're going to go again this year. And they already announced some people who are going to be there. Sting, MJF, and Samoa Joe are going to be there. So I don't know if I would necessarily meet Sting, MJF, or Samoa Joe. You know, like, I wanted to meet MJF before because this is the second time he's been at C2E2. But I don't know. I'm a little intimidated. I get a little scared because honestly, if he said anything to me, I would cry.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go through that if you're not ready for it, because you never know with MJF.
Yeah. And it's crazy because he's on, like, his little, like, baby face-ish run, right? So I feel like he could still do, like, backhanded compliments. And I'm not mentally ready for that.
I feel you, Rush Friend. I wouldn't be either. Especially, okay, first of all, I'm always there with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I heard him be disrespectful,
it's done.
I don't care if he's playing. I would be like,
You're done.
You're literally done. Then I'm going to embarrass myself.
Oh, my God. Then we would get kicked out. We would never get pressed again. They'd be like, they're banned immediately. I want to talk to you about these prices, because I think I even put it in the group chat too. I'm like, some of these are not making sense. So it's just interesting. Let me zoom in on this because I am a blind, Rust Friend. I almost came onto the stream and I'm like, I don't have to put my contacts on. Lies. lies. Okay, so Sting is doing photo ops and also autographs at the table. And this is, I guess, all of them. But a photo op with Sting will cost you $80, which I think is pretty all right, right? It's like,
yeah,
it's Sting, sure. And then an autograph at the table is $60. So MJF is also $80 for a photo op, which I'm like, interesting that Sting and MJF cost the same thing, right? Because you would think Sting is a legend. Mm-hmm. So what's going on here? First of all, shout out to Scott George. He says, good morning, Rest Friends. Thank you, Scott, for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Scott.
He's always such a great supporter. Really, really, really appreciate it, Scott. So good morning to you. And MJF autographs at the table are going to be $60, which is also the same as Sting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Samoa Joe is $10 cheaper, Rest Friend. You can get him at $70 for a photo op. $50 to sign at the autograph table, and then $90 if you want him to autograph a belt.
Oh, like that specifically says like autograph a belt?
Yes.
Oh.
Which interesting because that's not an option for Sting or MJF.
Right.
Interessante.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know what, Restaurant? I want to say, I mean, even though I feel like it depends on the event, AEW always has different prices. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go ahead and say that maybe like the reason why Sting is so low is probably just to give people the opportunity to meet him, you know. We all know that right now the economy is, we're all struggling out here, right? Mm-hmm. Inflation. So that's what I want to say, why his prices are so low. But I agree. I would have expected for Sting to be at least $20 more.
Yeah, right. Maybe
right.
A solid $100. But also, maybe MJF could have been lowered. Like, that's what my initial thought was. Like, if you're going to have Sting at $80, well, I guess it's all, it's hard to put a price on people.
Yeah.
It's really hard to put a price on people. So I guess it's just the luck of the draw and what happened with that. But I'm super excited to go to C2E2. Are you super excited?
I am. I'm really excited to see how it's going to be this time since we're going to have more people.
Yeah.
I want to see, I don't know. Yeah,
well, we're hoping that we're going to have more people.
Yeah, we are hoping we're going to have more. I'm being positive. I'm manifesting.
Yes. I'm also manifesting that we're going to be bus loads of people to C2E2.
But either way, it's always such a great weekend for us. Like we always, we try to talk about what we're going to wear. We try to talk about how we're going to do our makeup. At the end of the day, we end up surprising each other. Mm-hmm. But still, we spend the whole weekend together.
Yeah.
And it's such a great time for you and I, always.
I love the fact that we know where everything is. We know what's up. We know where to get the food. We know exactly where each artist is going to be. Like, we got it down. If someone else was like, all right, you have to recreate the floor plan of C2E2, I'd be like, we got you. We know.
No, it's so true because every single year that we've been and we always do the same thing, walk around, look at the art, we geek out over the same things, Rush Friend. You're always like, Rush Friend, look at that Bob's Burgers cosplay. And I'd be like, oh my God.
I'm so
excited now.
It's so awesome. And for our listeners who have never attended a Comic-Con or C2E2 in specific, it's basically just a who's who of cosplayers, of fandoms coming together, of artists, of writers. It's literally so many amazing things all at once. There's a section for getting tattoos. There's a section where people are drawing caricatures. There's Artist Alley where literally any type of artist, they draw so many things, whether it's Marvel related, DC, whether it's, you know, pop culture or wrestling. That's what we love to go in and see, is people who have, you know, drawn wrestlers. But man, it's just such an amazing time. And I feel like we always have a plan going into it, right? Of like, okay, Friday, we're going to do our walkthrough. And then, you know, we just kind of look at things. And then Saturday, it's more hectic because everyone goes on Saturday because nobody works. And we decide to do maybe some photo ops. We'll do some autographs. We'll kind of maybe lay lower than we did on Friday. And then Sunday, we're like, all right, let's buy all of our things before they're sold out. But it's tricky because sometimes you have to buy them on Friday because you don't want to risk it not being there anymore. So we have to be strategic, but I'm super, super excited for C2E2. And yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for my pass in the mail.
Right. Me too.
That's what I'm doing. All right. So Let's move on to talking about other things happening in Chicago, and that is Windy City Riot and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Wrist Friend, first of all, shout out to you for getting us amazing seats.
I am so glad I got us the seats that I got us, because at this point, we still didn't know everyone that was going to come. I didn't know Naito and Hiromu were going to come yet. Mm-hmm. But something in my heart was telling me that they were, and something in my heart was telling me, you need to see them as close as possible. And the best seats were either too expensive or taken already. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting us some of the best. And I'm so excited, Rest Friend.
No, Rest Friend, and I'm super thankful that you were able to get us, because they're like by the ramp. Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, the entrances are going to look so amazing. And that's literally so close to the ring. So I'm super excited. I went back last night to Ticketmaster because this account called, I want to say, WrestleTix on Twitter, they posted like, oh, New Japan has opened up more seats. Like, here are some that are still available. And I went on Ticketmaster, and a lot of them are being resold, Rest Friend, for $300. In that same section that we got them, $300 tickets each.
Dang.
Insane.
So glad we got our tickets.
I'm super, yeah. I was like, oh my God, thank God Teddy got them. Because also, I know they were super, super, I think prices bumped up as soon as things started to be announced, right?
Yes, yes. I'm pretty sure, like, as soon as, like, the bigger names were announced, everyone was like, oh, shit, okay, let me run.
Yeah.
Get a ticket. And, restaurant, I'm so thankful we did get those, and we don't have to pay those super high prices because, I mean, tickets are so expensive nowadays for anything, wrestling, music, like... So we got really lucky with the price that we got.
Yeah, and I'm really excited that we're going to be there together. It's going to be probably our first wrestling show together of the year. And it's going to be literally a week after I come back from WrestleMania. So I'm excited, WrestleMania. I feel like I'm still going to be on such a high. So I'm ready. I'm ready to get into that ring.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. A week after WrestleMania?
Yep.
April's a busy month for you.
Yes, I think it's, I have it in my notes, April 12th. Yes, Friday, April 12th. So I'm excited, really excited. Scott George says this card is going to hump. Do you agree with that?
No, I do. I would have said a way worse word, but yes, okay. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is our podcast, restaurant. We can say whatever we want. Shout out to Casey, who says, happy Valentine's Day, my beautiful friends.
Happy Valentine's Day, Casey.
Casey, corazoncitos. Love you. Hold on. Let me move this. Our New Japan thing. Corazoncitos.
Did you see that?
What happened, Russ Ryan? What is happening right now?
What?
Russ Ryan, do you have a filter on? How did you do that?
I'm just doing the corazoncito.
That is...
Maybe just stay there?
Russ Ryan, that is so wild. No, it's not.
Why are you getting corazoncitos?
First, when you have to have a filter on, there's no way the corazoncitos popped up out of nowhere.
I didn't touch anything unless it's iPhone.
Rest Friend.
Because you know what? For iPhone, when you're on FaceTime, it does.
Do you do a little? I'm discovering so much right now, Rest Friend. That is crazy. Shout out to Casey who got the little corazoncitos. 10 out of 10, Casey.
You're special. You got the corazoncitos.
I'm going to clip that. That's amazing. And back to Scott saying that's a Sean Ross sappism. So learning things from my boss. 10 out of 10. Love to see it. He does say hump a lot. So.
Oh, I was like, what are we talking about?
You're like, what's happening?
What is going on? Okay, I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. Casey says Teddy has those magic hands.
Casey, let's not even go
there. She said, I know it's Valentine's Day. Okay. It's not even noon yet. So, period.
Best friend, you see what happens when you say this is our podcast?
Best friend, control myself. This is our show. We can literally say whatever. Let's get back to wrestling, talking about Windy City Riot. Rest Friend, are you excited for this card? Because, you know, they haven't announced everything, but what they have announced so far is looking like it's going to be good.
Every time I think about it or talk about it, there comes a point where I'm like, okay, maybe I need to stop talking about it because I can't stop talking about it. Mm-hmm. I get very excited and emotional thinking that For the first time, I'm going to see Naito. So yes, I'm very excited, but also the fact that we're going to be so close mm-hmm. to Naito and Hiromu.
Like, best friend, you know, we might get selfies. We might get selfies, best friend. The fact that me being like, oh my God, Eddie, can I have a selfie? And then Eddie Kingston like takes a cute selfie with me. I would pass away immediately.
Oh my gosh, best friend. The thought of a selfie with any of them.
Yeah. Oh, and we're going to look cute that day, best friend, period.
Oh, we're going to look so cute. We're going to look so cute.
I'm beyond super excited. Oh, my goodness. And I love the fact that we're just going to be there together because I love wrestling with you, and especially Sergio because he is so knowledgeable. If I have any questions, I mean, I'm sure Sergio gets annoyed, but he will answer them.
I think that he doesn't get annoyed, best friend. Trust me. I think he really enjoys being the smart one, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to wrestling. Mm-hmm. I think the most beautiful thing to wrestling, and this is for the three of us, our first New Japan show. Sergio's, yours, and yes. I's. Like,
yeah, because Forbidden Door doesn't count because that was an AEW show.
Right, it was an AEW show. And yeah, this is a New Japan strong. So yeah.
I'm super excited. Scott says, Naito's my favorite too. So you guys bond over that. And then... Yeah. Big Man Dogs says, I hope the whole House of Torture comes. I'm sorry. It's like, you guys pick the greatest names, honestly, the greatest usernames. People are going to be so upset. Are they going to be so upset, Russ Friend? I don't. Who's House of Torture?
Listen, House of Torture gets a lot of hate for no reason. So House of Torture mm-hmm. is a faction that's supposed to be with the Bullet Club, but they're like their mm-hmm. own separate little Bullet mm-hmm. Club faction.
Okay.
And people hate them. Like, hate them. The main guy, the leader, Evil, used to be in Los Ingobernables de Japón.
Okay.
And then he ended up leaving, and it's a whole deal. But I really, to be honest with you, don't quite necessarily understand why they hate them so much.
Yeah.
I do sometimes think that them coming out and doing stuff is a little unnecessary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I honestly, I'm with that though. Like, if they were to come out and people were to be so upset, I'd be laughing.
Russ Friend, I'm looking at like our t-shirts and I'm like, well, why is mine backwards? Because my image is mirrored. So am I going to have to just hold on? I might have to just.
No, it looks fine.
It's fine. I'm just going to flip it. You guys are going to be like, what's going on? But I'm just going to flip it. It's fine. There we go. So let's start the podcast over. I'm dead. Oh, hello, everyone watching. Oh, my God, guys. Honestly, before we got on, Teddy and I, I was like, who's going to watch us this morning? It's Valentine's Day. It's Wednesday early in the morning. People have to go to work. What's happening? But thank you, guys. We are so appreciative.
Yeah, but, we really were like, oh, we hope people get on.
Yes.
No, we're so happy.
House of Torture interferes more than the Bloodline. Really? Is he being dramatic? That's wild. There's no way they interfere more than the Bloodline.
Honestly, no. I'm telling you, they come out during very unnecessary moments. It's like, okay, that was a little unnecessary.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. House of Torture are super popular in Japan, but many Western fans hate them because they act more like sports entertainers heels. He says entertainment, but I wanted to say entertainers. And Western New Japan pro wrestling fans tend to hate that. Okay. I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that. But he likes House of Torture, so shout out Big Man Dogs. I just can't get over that name. With a picture of Roman. 10 out of 10. All right. Let's. Any final thoughts on New Japan, Rest Friend?
No, Rest Friend. Just that obviously we're so excited. I can't wait. I mean, I could wait for it because I don't want it to be over. Mm-hmm. But when we come on here and talk about it, oof.
It's going to be good. Restaurant, like, we're going to be like, oh, you guys have to go watch the vlog because, of course, I'm going to be vlogging about it. Restaurant, could you imagine an Eddie Kingston? I'm going to talk about Eddie Kingston this whole podcast. could you imagine an Eddie Kingston Rest Friends, like, vlog little moment?
Yes, I can.
I'm here for it.
I think he would love us. Actually, we know he would love us.
Absolutely, he would. Once I tell him, and I have more things to tell him, but I can get past the I love yous now. Like, last time I told him I love you 3 times in a row. So now he knows. So I can just skip to the next sentence now.
I mean, maybe you can say it one time just to remind him. Yeah. Like, don't forget.
Yeah. Don't forget. You. Love you. All right. We're getting a Valentine's Day shout out. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. Multitasking over here, working and listening to y'all. And we appreciate it. Love you. Thank you so much. Rest Friend.
Thank you.
We discovered in this chat that look at that. Corazoncitos. I'm here for it.
I freaking love that.
That's a wild restaurant. I don't know. I have to put filters on here somewhere. That's next week, guys. That's too much technology for me. I just put the comments on the screen, okay?
She already had to do all of this set up. That's too much.
Too much work for me. All right, let's move on to The Rock.
Oh.
Restaurant, I don't know if you've been keeping up with what's been going on with The Rock and Cody, but let me just recap everything super, super quickly. So, of course, everyone was hoping that we were going to get Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania because, of course, Cody won the Royal Rumble, right? And just when we were like, all right, it's going to happen, Cody says, oh, not WrestleMania. So we're like, interesting choice, Cody, what's happening? And then The Rock gets involved in this whole thing. And of course, Twitter and everyone loses their minds. I lost my mind. I'm like, there's no way that you guys are doing this again. And I am one of the people who believes that Cody Rhodes should have been crowned champion last year's WrestleMania, right? Yeah. I feel like that was a really, like it was lightning in a bottle. Like everybody was there. The energy was there. And it was just the right moment. And I'm like, are they really going to be able to stretch out this storyline for a whole year? And yes, they were. But now, to make it seem like they're not going to do it, it's like, that's why they should have done it last year, in my opinion, right? I feel like that's why they should have done it. But, you know, The Rock comes out and he's like, oh, you know, I want to fight, you know, Roman. And we're like, no, this is not it. And he's getting booed. Like, the crowd is not here for him. And then in the press conference, it just confirmed that it was just not going for him. Like, the crowd was not for it. And I want to say that it comes down to The Rock being booty hurt about the crowd not loving him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play the clip of The Rock at Pat McAfee's show, and he kind of talked about the Cody-ness of everything, then we're also going to talk about Cody's response to that. So let's hear what The Rock had to say.
Passionate fans of Cody.
Yep.
And they're called the, what's that? Oh, Cody Crybabies. Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're called. Okay. All right. Okay. Got it. I didn't know the name that was coming.
It was the Cody Crybabies. Yeah, okay. And these are grown ass men. And Cody got to finish his story. He had to finish his story right now. At the end of the day, look, you got the Cody Crybabies and you have the Cody fans and then you have Cody himself. And there's a clear distinction between the three. But The Rock says this, those Cody Crybabies, the ones for every 10 tweets, they're shoving a chicken McNugget in their mouth. For every 20 tweets, they're shoving two McNuggets up their ass. What? The Rock says this. All you got to do is sit back, know your role, shut your mouth, and enjoy the ride that The Rock is going to take your candy asses on. So hashtag that. Hashtag shut your bitch ashes up. Hashtag Cody Crybabies.
Yeah!
Okay, so before we get to Cody's response, I love chicken nuggets. Okay.
I love chicken nuggets. Chicken tendies. Chicken tendies.
Buffalo nuggets. Like, literally all the nuggets. Rest friend, what are your thoughts on The Rock's little rants that he gave?
Rest friend, I don't even know if I should speak the truth or kayfabe. But rest, you know, friend. What? I'm gonna go with kayfabe. Gonna go with kayfabe. We don't want to upset people. Fuck him. That's all.
I think that's the same thing you were gonna say without kayfabe.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean, what is it to say? Like you said, I love chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. I'm a crybaby. Of course I'm going to cry because Cody isn't getting his way. Are you kidding me? I'm allowed to be upset. That's all I have to say. And fuck him.
No, I absolutely agree with you. Casey says booty hurt. Yes, Casey.
So booty hurt.
I do believe that he was booty hurt because I feel like The Rock came in back to WWE thinking that he was going to get this massive applause and that the audience was going to immediately be like, yes, The Rock and Roman, and we've wanted this. And yes, we have wanted to see The Rock versus Roman last year. It wasn't like that ship has sailed, sir. I don't know what he thought he was coming in to do. And also, it's kind of coming off a little bit of self-entitled, right? He just got this position, I believe in TKO, right? And now he's basically inserting himself into the main event at WrestleMania. It's not making sense to me. The math is not mathing on this situation. And I want to say that he did all of this and he went on his little Cody rant. Yes, a little bit kayfabe to continue the promos and stuff. But also, I genuinely want to think that his feelings were hurt. And this is all my opinion, right? You know, Teddy and I, we give just our opinions. But I want to say he was, like, sad that the crowd was not behind him. So he's like, oh, damn, Cody. And then they went and now inserted Cody back into that picture. I don't know what The Rock is going to be doing now, but it's giving, like, petty.
No, 100%. I mean, the first thing I saw when he started talking his ish, I was like, dude, you had your moment years ago. You know, why are you so mad that we're crying? Your fans were crying too a couple years back. Mm-hmm. If you weren't getting your moments, you know, Cody's fans are allowed to do the same. Mm-hmm. You know what, though? What I really do love about the one thing that I do love about this feud is that we have three Nepo babies fighting for their lives.
Period. Period.
And we all have our favorite Nepo baby, you know?
And that's how it happens. That's how it happens.
Yeah, so. That's seriously what I love about this whole thing. But obviously he looked very booty hurt. The Rock is used to having everyone on his side. Like, anytime that he comes out, everyone gets so excited. Mm-hmm. And this time around, it's like, okay, he was getting a lot of boos. Yeah.
And
interesting.
The fact that, you know, he's the people's champion. Right. Not right now, though. Like,
clearly
he literally came back and thought he was going to be bigger than Cody Rhodes. That's wild. Because, first of all, I watched Black Adam and I thought it was a good movie. But then I think every movie is a good movie. So when I heard that everybody was like, oh, that was kind of a bad movie, I was like, oh, okay. The only other thing I know him in is Scorpion King, because my dad watches that movie like every other weekend that it's on. I could tell you anything about Scorpion King. I don't know what happened. I don't watch any of the Fast and the Furious moments. I'm so sorry, but like, it's insane.
I can tell you I was Team Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Period.
So, you know, I think, I think we're just, you and I, we're never going to understand.
Yes. And that's a big part of it too, because I guess we could be, we're a little biased because we were never like hard, you know, we never like really fought for The Rock, right? Yeah, like, we like The Rock. He was fine, but he wasn't our favorite. And I also think that also has a lot to do with like how we feel, because a lot of people who are watching right now are like, yes, we love The Rock, and yes, we want him to be in the main event. And absolutely feel that way, because that's your favorite. And I would, it would be crazy if we're like, yeah, don't fight for your favorite, because we're fighting for our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, Big Man says, I used to be torn on if they should have done it last year. But they actually managed to make it even bigger than WrestleMania 39. And I do agree with that addition of The Rock, but it's only because we thought that was going to be taken away from us. That we thought Cody wasn't going to have his Mania moment.
I really, really, really was upset talking about it with Sergio, because Sergio's always like, oh, so what do you think about, you know, if there's news, wrestling news? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was really upset. I really, really did think that they were going to do the same thing. I love that we say to us when it's happening to Cody.
When it's happening to Cody. We're like, why are you doing this to me?
But, as a fan, it's like, damn, we really wanted him to have his moment. And now he's back on track. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
we're going to see what happens.
Oh, man. Scott George is saying, I'm surprised Rock got through that whole promo without getting blown up. That's so funny. That's all I can't. Rock earnestly thought he was saving WrestleMania. That's wild to think, right? Because we don't even have any people lined up for Mania. Like, we knew Cody was going to be there. We knew Bayley was going to be there. Bayley and Io is going to slap. Absolutely. And then we knew Roman and Cody was going to slap. What was he coming in to save?
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions. So he went on that podcast. He threw a fit. Just like he threw a fit when he was backstage after John Cena called him out for having the words written on his hand for the promo. And now people are like, oh, my God, you know, now could you imagine a tag team with Roman and The Rock? They would be invincible. And to that, I say you're wrong, because there is a tag team that could come out of that. And boom, here it is. I worked all night on this graphic, okay? WrestleMania.
I love the flames.
Yes, thank you, Russ friend. Thank you, because this match is going to be hot, okay? Yeah. So night one, WrestleMania. This is not a real match card, guys, okay? I made this last night. Please don't be fooled by my amazing graphic skills. Night one would be Cody Rhodes teaming with John Cena, because of course John Cena could go promo to promo with The Rock, right? Versus Roman Reigns and The Rock. And this would be a banger of a match, right? Because let's say this would be Cena's last hurrah. He says he's slowing down and he doesn't have that many matches in him. A tag match would be great, especially one versus Roman and The Rock. And John having, I think, Solo beat him, right? Solo Sikoa, or and then Solo has not won a single match ever, any singles match since that. So the curse of John Cena is real. I think this would be a great match, Russ friend. Do you agree with me?
I agree with you, Russ friend. Thank you. I absolutely agree with you. I mean, again, if they're gonna insert The Rock in there, why not bring in another legend,
period,
in his own way, who created his own legacy, and work with Cody Rhodes?
That's right. What? I'm laughing because you said, what did you say? He said another legend in his own way. What does that mean, Russ friend?
Okay, because we talked about Nepo babies and John Cena, yes, is not Russ friend.
Yes, yes, like, you're right.
Yeah. He created his own legacy. Not saying that the others didn't.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
I get you. You just said it funny, Russ friend.
I'm just trying to support you, Russ friend.
Russ friend, period. Thank you so much. I was literally
for you.
Trying to find the best graphics I could, because I'm like, they have to look their age now, but also like they could still go. Like I needed an action.
Yeah. This is great, because I'm very glad that you clarified that it's not a real match, because me and other people would have been like, oh,
period,
this is happening. It's amazing.
Oh my God. Let's see what Scott is just going to roast The Rock. All right. He says Rock Group lost $60 million on the XFL and his last three movies bombed, and he's pissing off Hollywood altogether. It's a wonder why he came back to WWE. Everything he touches blows up.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, there's a reason he's back in WWE. He didn't give a shit about wrestling for so long. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, I know I've been seeing him getting a lot of like hate online, yeah, about as an actor. And next thing you know, we see him in wrestling again. I'm like, okay.
Interesting, right? Very interesting. Yeah. And it's also different because, you know, when John Cena comes back, when he's not working on films and stuff, he still goes back into that ring and talks about how much he loves wrestling, right? Yeah. The Rock doesn't do that. The Rock comes in here and is like, this is what I'm going to do, and here's who I am. And it's like, bro, chillax a little bit. Yeah. Chillax. So now let's look at what Cody had to say.
I know promos are different from the last time he was here, and very few people could ever even fathom matching The Rock on the microphone, but I do have to ask, what are we supposed to do with the Nuggets?
Tell them.
I don't know.
Like, what? Pat, you were there. What am I expected to do with these Nuggets?
I think you're.
Oh my gosh!
Shoving them up your ass. Yeah. I think you set up.
Please.
Look at Pat McAfee's face.
He said,
I think you're shoving him up your ass. Like,
oh my goodness, that sounds good.
Insane. And shout out to Cody for just being Cody.
Yeah, exactly. He always knows what to say. He doesn't have to try so hard. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's just. At the end of the day, I'm glad that we're getting Cody versus Roman. This is what we wanted. And people in the crowd started having signs that said, Cody crybaby. Like, I am a Cody crybaby. And I know The Rock is at home crying. He's a Cody crybaby, too.
Yep. He's the number one.
Also, not enough people are talking about this. His daughter is literally The Rock's daughter is literally the general manager in NXT. I don't, like, William Regal was like, oh, now you're the general manager. Like, what? What's going on?
Oh, that's what's going on?
Yes. This also, mind you, I have not watched NXT since then. Or before then, I just watched that clip because William Regal was in it, and I said, well, Regal's back. But I don't know what's going on there. So it's a little sketch city.
Yeah.
But moral of that whole conversation that we had, bring back John Cena. If you're bringing back The Rock, why are we not bringing back John Cena? I'm asking the important questions here. So
I love that that's the moral of the whole WrestleMania.
If you guys didn't get anything out of that, it's this. This needs to be night one, and then night two will be Cody versus Roman. Because the stipulation will be like, oh, well, if John Cena and Cody Rhodes win, then it'll be Cody versus Roman, right? So
yeah,
that would be the stipulation. So
okay,
yeah, let's do that. Moving on to CMLL and AEW.
Yep.
The fact is, CMLL has really impressed me, Rest Friend. And I was on the Fightful Post Show this past, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but I think I was talking to Rick, my co-host, and he was like, oh, you know, he's like, Iridian, help me out here because I'm not going to know a lot of the CMLL stuff. And I said, I'm so sorry, sir. As the Mexican on the on the panel, I'm not qualified because I have not watched CMLL. I think I watched it one time when I was in Mexico, Rest Friend. But literally, I am so disappointed that I haven't watched because everything that I've seen so far from these guys is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And I look forward to watching Lucha Libre on AEW. And one thing that I really thought about when Andrade left AEW was that maybe WWE was finally paying attention to the importance of Lucha Libre. Because, yeah, in NXT, you know, they had Legado del Fantasma, and then now they have the LWO, and they've always had Rey Mysterio on a pedestal, right? And his new style of Lucha Libre. And Dominic kind of, you know, also wrestles in that kind of way, you know, very high-flying, very quick. And I'm like, okay, well, now that Andrade's back, hopefully we're going to get to see more of that Lucha Libre shown. And we kind of do, you know, Santos Escobar is being featured a lot, but AEW and this partnership with CMLL, which I think has a lot to do with Rocky Romero's doing, right?
Yes.
It's just been incredible. What are your thoughts on the guys on AEW?
Same, Rest Friend. Es un orgullo. Like, you can't help but feel so proud that they're bringing Lucha Libre to the United States because, yeah, we don't watch it. I don't watch it either, but I've heard about Lucha Libre my whole entire life. Mm-hmm. Since I was little, when people found out that I was into pro wrestling, they'd always be like, oh, well, we used to watch that in Mexico too. Like, do you know anything about Lucha Libre? And it's like, no, I don't know anything about Lucha Libre. Yeah. But now they're bringing it here. So it's like, not only do people like us, mm-hmm. you know, Mexicanas, get to finally watch it, but also other people that don't know anything about Lucha Libre get to watch it, and hopefully they get the love and respect that they deserve because they're workhorses. These are people I know that everyone in pro wrestling works super hard, right? But the way living in Mexico, the way, you know, they live in Mexico, it's so different.
Yeah.
And these people really, really, really bust their asses for years and years and years to get to where they're at, and I sincerely hope that they get all their respect and recognition that they deserve. Because, like you said, like, I mean, the high flying, all of that, it's amazing. There's a lot to learn because, since we didn't grow up watching it, their wrestling is definitely very different. Mm-hmm. Their rules are very different, and there's definitely a lot to learn. So that's why I'm so excited. Like, I love learning.
Yeah, same. And it just makes me so excited, like, as a Mexicana, you know, as a Mexican, you watch and then, you know, some of these guys are like, oh my God, that's close to my hometown. Like, we always talk about Andrade and how he's from Gomez Palacio. And I was like, oh my God, that's so close to me. Mind you, in Mexico, things are not close to each other, right? It's like hours, hours away. But I'm like, it's close enough. And then some luchadores are from Monterrey. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's literally like, that's our country, right? So that's your hometown boys. They're all basically our hometown boys. That's what I'm saying. But, seeing that match last week with Esfinge and Star Jr., they were doing some things that I have absolutely not seen before. I want to say it might have been Star Jr. that did, like, a tornado. I don't know what they called that on commentary, but he flipped through the ropes and he was, like, spinning so fast. And I'm like, I live for this. I absolutely live for this. And then the match where I think the first time I had seen it, Chicero, his entrance alone, Rest Friend, I'm for it. You know, I love a good magic trick, a little, you know, a little pizzazz in the entrance. I remember the first time I saw Ace Austin and he was still with his little magic trick gimmick, Rest Friend. When he popped out with those cards and the cane came out of nowhere, I was like, oh my God, this is for me. This is my type of show. Now, the fact that Hechicero came out and there was flames and, like, there was fire. Best friend, I know, like, there's no words that I could use to describe it because the amount of impressed that I was cannot be described.
No, I agree, best friend. And also, you and I, we're the type of people that we love to look at their gear, right? Yes. When the women or the men are wearing beautiful gear, we always point it out. Yeah. And that is one thing you can say about luchadores. They put so much effort in their design, their mask designs. What's it called? And everything they're doing, so much thought into it, and you can tell. And I'm a huge fan of that. I'm a huge fan of the way that they come out looking like freaking stars, and all they're wearing is a mask.
Yeah. Big Man Dogs is saying, I think CMLL is more my taste than AAA. Tony should be protecting the CMLL guys more, though. They kind of look like jabronis from losing so much, even though they're good wrestlers. Yeah, that's one thing
that's
that I
Tony's
can...
Tony's problem.
Yeah. I feel like Tony is very loyal to, of course, his babies. But also, like, it doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't hurt, which is, I think, also one of the big problems that they were having with Forbidden Door. And them, like, not wanting to put over New Japan talent as opposed to the AEW talent, which Tony's just going to have to learn to get used to it because you can't, like, that relationship is going to fail in the long run if you're booking people like that, right?
Yep.
Casey says, I love that AEW is featuring more Lucha Libre. I just wish they would win every once in a while. Yeah, yeah, same thing. It's sad because, like, these guys are incredible. And, you know, we have so much love for our Lucha brothers, for Penta and for Rey. And then when they brought in Commander, like, he's incredible. And they're featuring Hijo del Vikingo more. Like, these are guys that we didn't know. And the audience is loving them. And, you know, we are huge fans of them. I know Commander and Hijo del Vikingo had a great moment with Sergio at StarCast, and like these guys are just incredible people, and the fact that they can go into the ring, they're real life superheroes, right? I feel like that's what I think about a lot of wrestlers, but in particularly luchadores, like Lucha Libre, like these guys are such high flyers, risk takers. It's insane.
Absolutely, Rashan. I actually was going to mention that too. I got to also tell Hijo del Vikingo and Commander a couple things that literally came out of my heart. Mm-hmm. They came from my heart, and I got to tell them, like, in Espanol, how much they mean to us and how much it means for people like us that grew up watching wrestling but didn't get to see our people being represented correctly to now not only being represented correctly but actually get a lot of TV time and the time to showcase what they can bring to the table. And it's just, you're just so proud. Every single time that we're at a show and we're in that crowd and they come out, we give them as much love as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Because they deserve that, because I'm sure it's the same thing for them. Like going from wrestling in a country where, you know, in Mexico, where obviously everyone knows who they are, and, you know, to then going to another country where people don't know who they are in the beginning, but then they grow to love them. Like, I could imagine that feels amazing. And then especially the people that are just like them, us, that again, grew up wanting to see more of that. And now we finally get to see it. We finally get to meet them and tell them these things. Like, it's so exciting. I also hope Tony Khan takes AEW to Mexico, because I'm pretty sure every single American wrestler would fall in love with the Mexican crowd.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And they're just so supportive, so vocal. And I think that's also a big reason why some of his shows do so well, like that last show that they had in Texas. That audience was all for Lucha Libre. And I think that's the perfect crowd. There's also a lot of Mexicans in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, we chant Lucha stuff. Like, I remember when we went to MLW, that was a heavily Mexican crowd.
It gets hectic.
Crazy, crazy
but
stuff.
In a fun way.
In a fun way. Yeah. And, you know, there's drums and the music. Like, we're loud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, we also have gotten to witness in AEW shows that, yeah, like you said, there's so many Hispanics in the crowd that they will start culero chants or anything like that. And you don't really, and you obviously don't hear that in every single city they go to.
Yeah.
But I'm very proud to say that here, if someone fucks up, they're going to get called culeros by the crowd.
Period. Yeah. And sorry, guys. We can't do anything about it. It just happens.
No.
Yeah, Casey said they do the same thing with New Japan talent. You know, why bring all these talented wrestlers in just to lose? Yeah, and again, that's just something that Tony's going to have to get better at, because you know, people can, it's okay for some people to lose some time. Like, they're not going to look weak. It just, we need to be better with that, because again, I feel like bridges are going to be burned if you're always bringing in other talent from other promotions just to lose, right? Just people aren't going to want to work with you anymore. So Scott is saying, especially at Chisero. I think that's right. He's really good. Yes, I'm telling you, the magic was there. And I was talking about this on the Fightful Post show that I'm like, I would love to see at Chisero versus Malachi, because spooky on spooky, I'm here for it. The big man says, yeah, Mexican crowds kind of reminded me of soccer crowds, which I'm used to. Yeah, soccer crowds, very vocal, really loud. He says, or I guess I can say football since you guys are Mexican. Yeah, you football.
Yes, thank you.
Football. Thank you. Period.
Gracias.
Love to say. Yeah, it's, man, I have no words. I literally have no words.
No, I'm proud. I'm very, very proud.
And shout out to my luchadores. And if you guys thought we were going to stop talking about lucha, wrong.
Nope.
Because, okay, I guess let me take this. Let me give you guys some context before I put that back up on the screen. So as heavily in Mexican culture is novelas, right? Soap operas. And I remember growing up watching so many novelas that I was way too young to be watching. Some of them being like La Madrastra, RBD, which honestly, restaurants, sometimes I watch back and I'm like, those jokes, they're a little too old. Like, they're very, very above, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh man, I remember I used to rush out of school because Rebelde started at 2. I got out of school at 2:45, restaurant. So I would run to at least catch the last 10 minutes of RBD. And it was terrible because I never got what was going on, because I'm like, wait, like, what is Roberta doing? Like, what is happening? Like, did they even go and record their CD yet? Like, they met Hilary Duff already. I was so lost. So
Hilary Duff, iconic.
I was so lost. But then, you know, that's just so heavily instilled on us because our moms are always watching novelas. And even our dads watch novelas. So it's just there in culture. But I would watch this novela called Muchachitas Como Tú. And it was about these four girls, and they were best friends, and they were just going through their lives, right? About, you know, boy drama, and they would go shopping. And there's this one wrestler who was in the show. His name was Místico. And, or no, Sin Cara, Místico Sin Cara, whatever. And he was in love with one of them. And apparently the story in the novela was that he went to school with the girls, so he knew who they were. But then he became this famous luchador, and, you know, he was always behind the mask, so the girls never knew that it was him. But he came back looking for the girl one day in her barrio, in her hood, restaurant. And he's like, oh, my God, Elena, I haven't seen you in so long. And she's like, holy shit, this famous luchador is here. And he's like, you know who I am? Like, I am this guy who actually went to school with you. And he's like, I've always been in love with you. Restaurant, oh, my God. When I tell you, I am here for the novela and the drama. And that's like, that's why I feel like I've always had such a connection with wrestling, because of the theatrics, of the acting, of the drama, plus all the high flying action. Like, I am here for that stuff. So anyway, Místico or Sin Cara is, you know, talking about, oh, come to my show. And the girls end up going to a wrestling show. He puts them front row and they're watching all of this lucha libre. They get to go backstage and it's all this amazing stuff. But this is what this little slide is about. So this was the show. It was called Muchachitas Como Tú. And those are a couple screenshots from him in the show. But this was a show that I absolutely loved. And if you are Mexican and you love wrestling and you love drama, I would absolutely go and recommend that you guys find it. I have not been able to find it. So if you can, let me know, because I might have to search this up on DVD or something, restaurant.
It's not on the VIX Plus app.
Oh my God, I have not even checked VIX Plus, restaurant.
Restaurant, I have it. Let me search for it.
Oh my God.
I will let you know, because I never watched this novela. This is one of the novelas that I never watched. But that sounds so cool. Can you imagine this luchador?
Yeah.
I don't know, restaurant, Ricky Starks going to your house and be like, you know who I am. I've always been in love with you.
I don't think that would specifically work, because it has to be like someone that we already know. So restaurant, imagine like if you and me were in school at the same time, and then we knew one guy, and then that one guy became like, I don't know, Ray Phoenix or something. Like, Could you imagine? Could you imagine best friend?
No.
Exactly. That's why this was like an insane story. It's like some guy who really became like a huge, oh, or it had to be like Andrade, but like Andrade would have to wrestle in a mask because we would have not known who Andrade was. They have to be somebody big. So, man, crazy, crazy. But yeah, that's what I was watching when I was a kid. Casey says, wrestling is a never-ending novella. Absolutely. And that's why I was a huge fan of a lot of the stuff they were doing with Miro and with CJ Perry in AEW, because it was like the forbidden love, but then, you know, they are married, so how is it forbidden love? But like, there's drama there, and he's just like a beast. So yeah, I was very excited about that stuff.
No, I agree, best friend. Especially like WWE growing up, it was definitely like a telenovela.
Best friend, we talk about this all the time. I tell you, when I was little and YouTube was just starting off, I used to watch these things called WWE love stories on YouTube, and they would be set up as like slideshows, right? Slideshows with the little text on the bottom. So it'd be like a picture of Lita, and it'd be like Lita in the locker room talking to the girls. And then it'd be a picture of like Tori Wilson, and Tori'd be like, "So Lita, how was your date last night?" And then it would be a picture again of Lita, and she'd be like, "Oh, it was so great. Like Matt was so lovely." And then it'd go like to the boys' locker room. And then what was Matt talking about with the guys? Honestly, Rust Friend, amazing stuff. I there's literally, you can't go back and find it because a lot of the pages are like 20 years old and they're gone already, but I would literally wake up at like 7 a.m. because they'd be like, next episode out tomorrow, yay voy yo, next episode tomorrow, getting up early as hell, going to my little computer room to find this next chapter of the WWE love story that was only like 4 minutes long. It also helped my reading skills, I'll say that.
You are so cute. That is so freaking adorable. I, on the other hand, was getting catfished online. I don't know if I've ever told this story.
Whoa, best friend. You've never told me this story about you getting catfished.
Look, to this day, I'm not 100% sure I was getting catfished, okay? But I feel like I'm 99.9% sure that I was getting catfished by someone pretending they were RVD, Rob Van Dam. Not in a weird way, literally as wrestler and fans.
That's insane.
Yes, best friend. There's this guy, and I'm going to say it this way, that he was pretending that he was RVD, or maybe it was RVD, right? Uh-huh. I don't know. But he would just, like, we would send him messages or just comment on his page and be like, we love you, and this and this and that. And by we, I mean, obviously all the fans, but it was me and my sister, right? Both me and my sister were, like, in love with him or whatever. And we would comment so much that eventually he started mentioning my sister and I as some of his favorite fans.
Yeah.
So this is why I think it was fake, because eventually he put like a list of his favorite fans and like people that were always giving him love. And both my sister's name and my name were on that list. And for so long, we thought we were talking to RVD. We thought RVD was, you know, that we were his favorite fans. And next thing you know, his account was gone. And we were like, oh, we never really found out if it was really him or not.
Yeah.
Again, I really, really highly doubt it was him. But his friend, I believe I was getting catfished. But we thought it was the realest thing ever. We used to get so excited and cry. Well, not cry, but we would go to my mom like, RVD said we're his favorite, da-da-da-da-da. And my mom would be like, yeah, okay.
That's, best friend, that is literally so insane. I cannot believe that.
Like, it was real. Like we legit were on there really thinking we were talking to RVD.
Best friend, you might have. I don't know. And it's so strange, right? Because those early days of the internet, everybody was genuinely so accessible because, you know, not everyone had the internet.
Not everyone, exactly.
And not everyone had these profiles. And it was just fun to go on and kind of discover, like, that you could chat with other people. Mind you, there was definitely a lot of catfish. There was also definitely a lot of people we shouldn't have been talking to.
100%.
On the internet. But it maybe was RVD, right? Who knows?
No, you literally, I'll never know. When I saw him last year at StarCast, my sister was like, maybe you should have gone up to him and asked him. I was like, I'm not going to ask RVD if he was online circa 2006 talking to fans.
Talking to fans.
No.
Wow.
It's going to sound weird as well. And it wasn't even like that, though. It was not in a weird way.
Yeah, he was just, if he was pretending to be RVD, it was just to get love from the fans.
Yes, that is all it was. We never got anything weird. Mm-hmm. We never, not that I don't remember acting weird either. I just remember being very, very excited that I was on his list of favorite fans.
That's wild. Shout out RVD.
Shout out to RVD.
RVD, if you're watching this right now, were you on the internet in the early 2000s? Shouting out your fans. We need to know before we call Catfish.
I would love to smoke a very fat one with him and talk about this. Be like, so.
What, best friend, what if he was like, yeah, that was me?
I would shit my pants. Seriously. I'd be like, what?
That's wild. That would be so funny. My God. I love that. Casey says, Iridian was deep in the wrestling fanfics. I sure was, Casey. I sure was. When Lo was here for the last... All Out. I think I showed a couple of them to her. And she's like, what is this? And I'm like, this is just the beginning. And we tried to find more episodes because the first one was really good that I showed her. And I'm like, oh my God, we have to go to the second one. And they never made a second one.
They were gone. Oh, they never made a second one.
Yeah. So, yeah. And a lot of them were gone. It's just, it was tough. So you had to like type in something very, very specific, you know, like now there's no like tags and stuff. Well, back then there was no tags and stuff. So you had to be very specific in like what you typed. It had to be like, WWE, what was it? I don't know, like a Randy Orton and this person love story chapter one. Like, it literally, you had to type in all these crazy stuff. So
it's like me now at midnight, Sergio's sleeping next to me, and I'm on TikTok, and then I get a Jungkook point of view, and it's me dating Jungkook.
Exactly.
I'm going through that thing, Rest Friend. I'm like, okay, I'm going through the heartbreak.
Rest Friend, I remember the time that One Direction put out their song Night Changes, and it's in the point of view that you're going on a date with all of them. You go on a date with all of them. Yeah, it starts off with Zayn, and then it goes to Louis, Liam, Niall, and Harry. But I, Rest Friend, I enjoyed all the dates. All of them.
Rest Friend, I'm with you on that.
All right, well, do you have any final thoughts on anything that we've talked about today? It is Valentine's Day. What do you want to end it with?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. Okay, I'll make more corazoncitos, that's for sure. No, just I really have nothing to say. I am very happy that everyone's on here talking to us, especially on Valentine's Day. We really wanted to do this today. We thought it would be cute to come on here. And I'm so glad that everyone joined us. But no restaurant, no other extra comments on what we talked about.
Well, Rest Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We absolutely love you. Thank you so much for sticking around with us, especially on Valentine's Day. We love you guys, and we love the support that you continue to show us. We're new to the streaming, but thank you guys. You've been so amazing, always joining us and commenting and participating, and we absolutely appreciate you guys. It really means a lot to us. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you guys go on YouTube and that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like this video, it really helps our algorithm and our video to get boosted up and, you know, shown to other people who also might like wrestling just like us. So thank you guys so much. And Rest Friend, where else can our Rest Friends find us on social media?
Rest Friends, you can go on our Twitter, you can go on our Instagram, and on our bio, we have our link tree, which has the link to all of our content. Anything you want to get from us, it's on there. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for being at work and multitasking and listening to us. We really appreciate you guys, literally. Even if you're on here for a couple seconds, like, we really appreciate it.
Yeah. We thank you guys so much. And make sure, if you didn't take away anything from this episode, you can take away two things. One, that we absolutely love you. And two, that John Cena needs to be added to this main event. So thank you guys so, so much. We love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.